Yesterday's opening bell, an urgent call from nervous markets. It's about time, says GOP lawmaker Eric Cantor.
My hope is that wake-up call will spur Washington into acting in a serious way, not just to say we're kicking the can and doing things the way we've always done them.
The Wall Street sell-off appears poised to continue today after Standard & Poor's suggested the U.S. Treasury might not ever get serious about its bloated borrowing.
A credit crisis for Washington, unavoidable?
Should've gone to freecreditreport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb.
Sending Washington a financial alert, the S&P dares to be dubious. Investors run for the hills.
They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in t-shirts.
It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is the takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's no joke. The Federal Treasury got a fairly dubious credit score yesterday from the S&P. We're going to talk about it on this Tuesday, April 19th.
Are you suggesting that Timothy Geithner has gone to get his freecreditreport.com?
I think the markets are saying, go call them and see what your score is, pal.
Well, let's get a check of the top headlines this morning. The number of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease may soon double. That's because of a change in the definition of the disease. The National Institute on Aging will release new guidelines today that defines a new preliminary stage in which no symptoms are evident, but changes in the brain have begun. About 5.5 million Americans suffer from late-stage Alzheimer's. Experts say an equal number would be diagnosed in the new early stage. Doctors hope the new guidelines will enable earlier treatment once that treatment is available.
To Libya now, and to the estimated 300,000 people believed to be trapped in that city of Misrata. Britain says it will evacuate 5,000 of the people of Misrata this week. Earlier, we spoke to a woman named Iman, a Libyan-American who'd been living in Misrata for 2 years, just escaped by fishing boat with her husband and her 18-month-old daughter about a week ago. And she had this assessment of conditions in the city.
Just complete destruction. The streets are beyond recognition. There's just so much destruction. Everything was in shambles.
She gave us quite a window on what it's like in Misrata, and you can hear the whole interview at thetakeaway.org. The head of NATO's military operations in Libya says Gaddafi's forces are firing on civilians from the roofs of mosques in the city, something Iman confirmed. And this morning, NATO warplanes bombed a column of Gaddafi reinforcements just outside the city. Here's NATO General Charles Bouchard.
It's a knife fight in a phone booth, and it's very difficult to get in the middle of that.
This morning, the European Union says it is prepared to launch a military operation for humanitarian assistance in Misrata if requested by the United Nations.
In Syria, security forces opened fire this morning on protesters who took over a main square in the country's third largest city. There are reports of casualties. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today about whether federal courts or the EPA have the authority to regulate climate change. And Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has vetoed a bill that required presidential candidates to prove their citizenship in order to appear on the state's ballot.
This year's Pulitzer Prizes have been announced. The Los Angeles Times won the Public Service Award. Our partner, the New York Times, won two prizes. And author Jennifer Egan took the fiction prize for her book, which we talked with on this program, A Visit from the Goon Squad. Asian stock markets tumbled today after Washington's sell-off and that S&P credit agency downgraded the U.S. credit outlook. Actually, they maintained the AAA rating, but they said the outlook going forward in the U.S. economy is negative. European indices are up this morning. Futures have been bouncing around. They're basically flat right now, although there may be a sell-off when the opening bell sounds. We're going to talk about it in a moment. The Dow will start at 12,201. The S&P opens at 1,305, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,735. Coming up, we're going to explore the controversy suddenly behind Greg Mortensen's book, Three Cups of Tea, after a takedown on 60 Minutes. We're also going to hear another voice from the Gulf as part of our week-long look at the stories 1 year later after the BP oil disaster. But first, when Standard & Poor's took a look at America's economic outlook, it got a lot of Wall Street investors worried. We're going to explain why in just a few minutes.